This is the Daily Prayer, Bible Readings, Meditation, and Saints of the Day. I'm Father Ninos Oshana. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord and Master of my life, deliver me from the spirit of laziness, meddling, ambition, and gossip. Give me, your servant, the spirit of prudence, humility, patience, and love. Lord and King, grant that I may see my sins and faults and not judge my brother, for you are blessed forever and ever. Amen. The epistle reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 10 through 19. In those days there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and took food, and was strengthened. The Gospel reading is according to St. Luke, chapter 6, verse 37 through 45. The Lord said, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." He also told them a parable. "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who..." He also told them a parable. "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully taught, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks." A meditation on the Gospel reading. In the future judgment, The condition of each person will be revealed in an instant, and each person on his own will proceed to where he belongs. Each person will recognize, as if on a television screen, his own wretchedness, as well as the spiritual condition of others. He will reflect himself upon the other, and he will bow his head and proceed to the place where he belongs. For example, a daughter-in-law who sat comfortably with her legs crossed in front of her mother-in-law, who with a broken leg took care of the grandchild, will not be able to say, "My Christ, why are you putting my mother-in-law into paradise without including me?" Because that scene will come before her to condemn her. She will remember her mother-in-law, who stood with her broken leg in order to take care of her grandchild, and she will be too ashamed to go into paradise. But there will be not a place for her there anyway. Or to cite another example, monastics will see the difficulties, the tribulations of the people in the world, and how they face them. And if they have not lived appropriately as monastics, they will lower their head and proceed on their own to the place where they belong. There, nuns who did not please God will see heroic mothers who neither took vows nor had the blessings and opportunities that they, the nuns, had. They will see how those mothers struggled, as well as the spiritual heights they attained, while they, the nuns, who with petty things preoccupied and tormented themselves, will be ashamed. These are my thoughts about the manner of the final judgment. In other words, Christ will not say, "You come here, what did you do?" Nor will he say, "You go to hell, you go to paradise." Rather, each person will compare himself with the others and proceed to his appropriate place. St. Paisios the Athenite. From the Holy Fathers. To judge sins is the business of one who is sinless. But who is sinless except God? For whoever thinks about the multitude of his own sins in his heart never wants to make the sins of others a topic of conversation. To judge a man who has gone astray is a sign of pride, and God resists the proud. On the other hand, one who every hour prepares himself to give answer for his own sins will not quickly lift up his head to examine the mistakes of others. Saint Gennadius of Constantinople. Today, October 1st, we commemorate the holy protection of the Theotokos. The Feast of the Protection commemorates the appearance of the Most Holy Theotokos in the Church of Blacharnae in Constantinople in the 10th century, as recorded in the life of St. Andrew the Fool for Christ's sake. While the multitudes of the faithful were gathered in church, Epiphanius, the friend of St. Andrew, through the saint's prayers, beheld the Virgin Mary above the faithful and spreading out her veil over them, signifying her unceasing protection of all Christians. Because of this, we keep a yearly feast of gratitude, imploring Our Lady never to cease sheltering us in her mighty prayers. In the Greek tradition, this feast is celebrated on October 28th, while in the Slavic tradition, this feast is celebrated on October 1st. Today we also commemorate Ananias, the Apostle of the 70. Saint Ananias, whose name means God is gracious, was from Damascus, where by divine revelation he was commanded to baptize the Apostle Paul. He completed the course of martyrdom when he was stoned to death during the proconsulate of Lucian. Today we also remember Saint Romanos the Melodist. Saint Romanos flourished during the reign of Anastasius, He was from Emesa of Syria, and apparently was born of Jewish parents. For a hymn written in his honor in Greek says he was of Hebrew stock. And it has furthermore been noted that he uses many Semitic idioms in his writings. He was baptized an Orthodox Christian and at some time became a deacon in the Church of Beirut. He was the first composer of the Kontakia, the foremost of which is that of the Feast of Christ's Nativity, On This Day the Virgin. In composing many of his Kontakia, St. Romanos was inspired by the hymns of St. Ephrem the Syrian. A scriptural memory verse for today. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A daily act of kindness. Call a friend, someone you haven't seen in a while, and say hello.